In the studio now, I have Jackie Haughey from Citizens Information, and we're going to talk about noisy neighbours, Jackie.
Yeah, well, we get a lot of complaints about noisy neighbours, and people want to know what they can do about it. There's a few things that can be done about it. For example, it says, noise such as coming from other homes, workshops or local business that is continuous, repeated, loud and occurring at such times that of such duration that it affects the quality of life of the person is covered in law. It is recommended that you approach the person, the business, or the person responsible for the noise,
and to try reach a mutual solution. You may find that they were not aware of the nuisance and that it was caused, and you could resolve it yourself. Now, also, you can go to mediation with your neighbour, and the law centre here in the civic centre has a mediation service if your neighbour is willing to go and discuss your problem and see can you come to some arrangements. But if it is that your neighbour, for some reason, if it's a neighbour or a business that you're not getting any joy from them and they're not taking heed in your complaint, there's different types of noise covered under Irish legislation. Under Irish law, you're entitled to bring a complaint about specific neighbourhood noise to the district court and the types of noises that are covered. Noise such as that coming from other homes, workshops or local business that is continuous, as I said, repeatedly loud. This is all covered by Irish law. The law in Ireland governs in this area is Section 108 of the Environmental Protection Agency Act 1992 and the Environmental Protection Agency Act Noise Regulation 1994. While the law does not specifically mention an exact level of standard of noise that is illegal, it is clear that if a neighbourhood noise is affecting the quality of life of a citizen, then you have a right to complain. Your local authority has the power to investigate complaints about neighbourhood noise and also has specific equipment that measures levels of sound. But as I said, you should approach the person or the business and try to resolve your situation that way. And if you're not getting any joy, as I said, and you wish to make a complaint to the district court, you're not required to be represented by a solicitor. However, you may engage assistance of a solicitor to help you prepare your noise complaint and present this in court. You should consult with the clerk of the local district court about the appointment for the hearing of your case and your reference number. And the appointment for the hearing of your case must be at least 7 days later than the date on which you informed the person responsible for the noise nuisance and that you will be taking your case to court. You must use an Environmental Protection Agency Act 1992 noise form of notice to inform the person or business that you'll be taking them to court. It is important that you use this form of notice and that you've completed fully and accurately. The district court will call both parties together and listen to both sides of the case. If the court finds in your favour, it can order the person or body to limit the noise, reduce the level of noise or stop the noise completely. Any orders made by the court must be complied with. Then the penalties for the breach of the law, the maximum fine for conviction on breach of noise regulation is €3,000 or 12 months imprisonment or both. Now, how to apply? Approach the person or business responsible for the noise and try to reach, as I said, a mutual situation. You must do that first. If you've tried to resolve the problem amicably and this has not worked, you may then refer your complaint to your local authority, or you can take your complaint directly to the local district court of the Environmental Protection Authority. Now, how to apply for that is the Environmental Protection Agency. Their address is, if you want to put a complaint in against a neighbour or a business, it's P.O. Box 3000, Johnstown Castle Estate, Wexford, Ireland, and their phone number is 053 916 060, or they have a low call number 1890 335 599. So that's the Environmental Protection Agency, P.O. Box 3000, Johnstown Castle Estate, Wexford, Ireland. Their phone number 053 916 060, or the low call is 1890 335 599. But the most important thing to remember here is to try resolve it amicably yourself. It's only if you've no joy and you're not getting any results from it that you can take it to your local authority, or you can bring it straight to the district court, as I said, and there's fine and penalties that will occur, and the person will be notified at least 7 days before the court date. So that's the way to apply for neighbours and things like that. If they've overgrown trees or things like that, as I said, there is a mediation service here in the civic centre that's run by the law centre. You can make an appointment to come up and chat. If your neighbour doesn't want to get involved in the mediation service will get in touch with them and explain what the problem is and try mediate between both. It's only basically that you'd go to the courts if there's no other option for you. So that's it, John. That's it for today.
Okay, and it's that'd be very appropriate now considering the weather we're having and people are out having barbecues and playing music.
That's it.
That's it.
And we're getting a lot of complaints now. Maybe it's the late night, the summer nights, I don't know, and the good weather. But we would be getting a lot of and we're trying to explain to them about getting it. If you eat, I mean, you do have to live beside your neighbour if you can, sort it out amicably instead of going to the district court like they are your neighbours. So that's the way to do it. So it's first option, go to the person and then try the mediation service. I'd look at the district court as the last resort, but then it's everybody to their own, wherever, which way they want to go. So just before I go, I'll just mention opening hours in our services. We are the Citizen Information Service. We're situated on the second floor of the Civic Centre. We open from 9 to 4:30. We close from lunchtime 1 to 1:30. You don't need an appointment. We're a drop-in service. Or you can contact us by email or ring us. We have a part-time service from Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday in Bowman Pastoral Centre. And we also do be in the Omni Shopping Centre every Tuesday from 9:30 to 1:00. And we're in the Drumcondra Credit Union by appointments on a Thursday. And we have a new outreach that's going now a couple of months in Beaumont Hospital, and that's every Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 4:30. If you want to know anything about any of these outreaches or our services, you can give us a ring at the Civic Centre at 0761 078 190, 0761 078 190, or our part-time service over in Beaumont, which I said is open Tuesday and Thursday from 9:30 to 1:00. Their phone number is 0761 078 150. And that's it for today, John.
Okay, Jackie, as usual, very interesting, and thank you very much for coming into us.